It's 4:38. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Mick O'Rourke is in the studio. President
called out last time for calling in for the first time.
It wasn't that you called in. It was at the business meeting you were at.
It was a very important business meeting.
Really?
We were very successful at the business meeting.
Did you call from the ninth hole or the 18th hole?
No, I wouldn't do that to you. You're much too important. I walked into a conference room, and I'm happy to report the meeting went well.
Mick O'Rourke from Signature Bank, we should say. Okay, so you were just rubbing shoulders with the mayor?
Hi, Mayor. I was just out. Our customer, GMP Development, GMP Realty, just reopened the National Association of Realtors building.
Well, you can almost see it from here.
Exactly. Yeah. They invested $50 million, and it was fantastic. The mayor did a great job, and Alderman Ryan did a great job, and they talked about the resiliency of the Chicago economy. And I was sharing with you earlier, I thought her stat that 142 companies have either expanded or relocated to Chicago during this past year.
This past year.
Wow. In the heart of COVID, and she said that, and it was a great testament, she said, to the work ethic and why people want to live here. So
that's an interesting thing, because there was such a move to the suburbs, right? And then now they're all coming back.
Correct. I think now the main issue, she said, and I feel the same, is public transportation. People are still nervous about the L. I take the Metro. The Metro is at 60% capacity now. I don't take the L as often.
Are they running regular schedules?
They're about 80%, so we need to get them back to regular schedules. But you sit in your beautiful studio here, and you look at the river boats going by. They're crowded. It's not the worst thing in the world to wear a mask.
It's such a weird time, because it's not happening to all of us, right? The hospitalization.
Correct.
And it's just a lot of different mentalities out there to mix. But how are the masks doing when it comes to businesses?
You know, from the standpoint, again, I go to restaurants, I go to meetings. There's not table separation, so the restaurants are still doing well. There's still crowds in the restaurants. I was at an event the other night. There were 300 people in a room. People have to wear masks. I think when somebody's vaccinated, they take comfort. I mean, the majority of the people in this country are vaccinated. So
right.
I think people aren't as concerned like they were last year when they were wearing a mask for the fear of getting COVID. So I think overall the trend in the economy is positive. And look at the stock market's at record highs. So
How about that
standpoint.
Okay, so there was a story at CNN.com where they said, let's assume 70% of adults in the U.S. have at least one shot, right? That's
correct.
Where we are. And then you look at other things that are less than that. 53% of adults plan to watch the Super Bowl this year. 64% drink coffee on a typical day. 56% have cable or satellite TV.
There we go.
So 70%.
There's some normalcy in this world, Steve. There's some normalcy in this world.
Is the banking business busy for you?
The banking business is busy. People are starting to ramp up. The biggest issue we see out there, and you see it like the story I found fascinating the other day, is McDonald's can't get bags because of supply chain issues. And so I think that's something we're going to all feel, is these supply chain issues. I mean, China's backed up. I mean, they say there's ports where there's 2 weeks of shipments, and if there's one COVID case, they send everybody home and it shuts down the port. So I think we have to look at these supply issues, and that's going to be our future.
How about worker shortages?
It's coming back. It really is. I feel positive. I mean, everybody's talking about the unemployment stimulus ends in a couple of weeks, and that's really going to be great.
I've run into this situation where we're going to not go on a vacation that we thought in the fall. So instead, we're going to just do Wisconsin. You're a Marquette boy, right?
Exactly.
So we're going
to go to the Ryder Cup.
Is that
Kohler? It's in Wisconsin. It's up in Kohler.
Oh, no kidding. Can you give me tickets?
You got a guy.
I've always got a guy. No, so listen to this. We're going to stay at Lake Geneva one night.
Oh.
All these things we could do in day trips. And then we're going to stay in Milwaukee for a night. Because
the Pfister.
We love Milwaukee.
I was there the other night.
It's $450 to stay at a Hilton.
Go to the Pfister.
It's $600 to stay at the Pfister.
Come on.
But my point is, that's not my point. High roller. My point is, it's usually like $250.
Exactly.
And they're charging
a huge hotel.
But they're charging $450 now to get a hotel room in downtown Milwaukee.
Wow.
And I'm assuming that's because, well, first of all, check-in is now at 4 p.m.
Right.
Because they don't have the workers to do it. We're not talking about banking right now. So
that's fascinating, because I was in Milwaukee a couple of weeks ago and I stayed, and it wasn't that expensive.
Really?
I wonder if it's a special weekend you're going.
Yeah, I got to look into that. Maybe.
Well,
maybe
you're supporting the local economy. You're spending the money.
I try. Mick O'Rourke is here, the president of Signature Bank. I do what I can to keep Milwaukee afloat. All right, so if people want a business loan, what do they do?
They call me, 773-575-4913.
Is that the office number?
That's my cell phone.
Okay, give it again.
773-575-4913. We answer 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
You want someone who's always going to be there. That's Signature
Bank.
You want
a guy.
right? Where the staff is, I've almost got to memorize because I love that commercial.
Exactly.
All right, Mick O'Rourke, good to see you again.
Great seeing you.
Be well and get back to the your meetings and things.
Exactly.
You've always got the shirt and tie on.
I'm keeping it going.
I know you are. All right, we'll talk again.
See you, my friend.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News. Mary's here with...